Well, Australia's in a really unique position, Nick. We've got incredible fossil fuel resources. So brown coal in the Latrobe Valley in Victoria, black coal. It's tried and true technology, and there's a lot of it there. But we know the damage that it causes, and it's at crisis point, the damage that that's causing. In addition to that brown coal, we've also got one of the world's best profiles of solar energy. So in general terms, the financial thing for especially for larger corporations to do recently, especially with the political uncertainty around the carbon tax and the renewable energy target, has been to stick with the tried and true. But communities and some businesses, and more importantly, I think just the general populace in Australia is really wanting to trend towards renewables, and that's what we're as a community are on about. We want Yakandanda to be 100% renewable by the year 2022, and we're not on our own there. We were at a congress in Canberra last week, and there were 50 other communities from around Australia that have got very similar visions.
You also heard about a very interesting town in Germany that's very into the renewables. Can you tell us a bit about that?
The mayor of Wildesried, I hope I've pronounced that correctly, my German's not great, it's in Bavaria. They had a goal in the early 2000s to try and become 100% renewable. They wanted their town to have community-owned energy, so the community really had sovereignty over the power that they were using, and try and make that interface between the goodwill of people doing it because it's the right thing to do by the planet and by future generations, but also trying to make it a financial proposition so that the community could have jobs and so forth. They set themselves 10 years to get 100% renewable. They reached that within 5 years, and by the end of the 10 years, they were producing 300% of their required energy, which is pretty inspiring, really. So they're feeding back into the grid and selling energy. And there's been some unexpected spin-offs. Like, they've got this thing now, it's renewable energy tourism. So people pretty much rock into the town and learn. People within the town are really proud of what they've done, and so they should be. The interesting thing is that a lot of their energy is coming from solar energy, and their solar profile, you know, the amount of sun that they get to get energy from photovoltaics is miles below ours here in the northeast. But I think that's where we're at a real benefit as a community. We could get bogged down and worry about the politics, but I think communities have a much longer term view than the short term political cycle, which is probably really just worried about getting re-elected. We're much longer term than that. We've lifted our gaze, and we're gonna roll the dice and say, well, the politics is one thing, but we know that this is the right thing to do, and we're gonna do it anyway.
So your longer term vision is 100% renewables for Yakandanda within a certain time period, but day to day, how do you approach that as a goal?
We're in our early stages. At the moment, there's a lot of scoping. We wanna get some early runs on the board, and we've had some early discussions with some pretty big energy users in town. But we've got an open door. We want residences, maybe streets at a time, we could approach them or they could approach us to start to flesh out some of the ideas. We know the technology is out there. We know solar panels are coming down and batteries are coming down as well in price and becoming more and more financially viable. It's a really exciting phase, to be honest. We're just approaching it with a lot of creativity and taking any opportunities as they arise. We're mindful of what state and federal governments are doing. We met with some staff of the Environment Minister last week to talk about some opportunities there. Not so much happening on the federal front at the moment, but hopefully things will arise and we'll be in a good position to take up some funding when it comes.
So you think it's a realistic goal for not just Yakandanda, but all Australian communities to become renewable?
Absolutely, Nick. Absolutely.